All right, friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. And I am telling you that the skies are getting worse, even as the Florida chemtrails bill is advancing. We're going to be taking a look at that. I'm going to be showing you some photos of Florida. This is Palm Beach County. This photo was taken today. You know, when I was doing my research for this video, I came across information from USA Today. We'll come back to this Florida Senate bill in just a moment. This is what USA Today says. A Florida Senate bill proposes a hotline for reporting chemtrails, a conspiracy theory about government-controlled weather modification. A related bill seeks to ban fluoride in public water systems, echoing concerns about health risks despite scientific consensus on its benefits. Both bills reflect the growing influence of unfounded fears and misinformation on Florida's legislative agenda. It says Floridians worried about chemtrails may be reassured to hear a Florida senator is working on legislation to address it. A bill that relates to a decades-old conspiracy theory that the government is spreading chemicals in the air, in some cases to control people's minds, is making its way through committees. It aims to establish a hotline so Floridians concerned with streaks in the sky can call and report them. And so this is Senator Ileana Garcia from Coral Gables. She's the bill's sponsor. She said, I would like to keep everyone informed. And I thought one way of doing it would be to create, the best way would be to create a repository to log, track, investigate, and mitigate. So I would love to share some of these photos with the senator. But let's go on, shall we? And let's hear what USA Today said about chemtrails. Garcia's bill would prohibit geoengineering and weather modification activities. Tennessee became the first state last year to enact a law banning geoengineering. Other states have followed suit, including Kentucky and Arizona. Iowa is also considering it. I want to thank all of you who have sent me photos of what's going on in your skies. Now, this is the Florida Senate, and this was as of yesterday, March 19th, 2025. This is a live video that I'm filming right now, live broadcasting March 20th, 2025. And this bill has now passed on to the Rules Committee. So geoengineering and weather modification activities, repealing provisions related to the definitions, purpose, licensing requirements, applications, proof of financial responsibility requirements, license issues, and discipline provisions. It goes on and on. This is a step in the right direction. However, like Tennessee and other states, our skies are actually under the authority of the federal government, the FAA. I've done this in the past about who you can contact, and you can call the White House and you can leave a message. I think it's Tuesday through Thursday from 11 to 3 or something like that, and you can call and leave a message about your concerns. Now, I'm concerned about what USA Today is saying. So it says that these lines, this is from their article, or contrails, are formed when the hot air from the exhaust from planes mixes with the cooler temperature and low pressure environment. So the subtitle down here, what are those white lines behind airplanes? Debunking the chemtrails theory. Contrails are little white lines streaming out of an airplane. They form when the hot air from the exhaust mixes with the cooler temperature and low pressure environment. Oh, you mean like this? Are these the new flight patterns in Palm Beach, Florida? Are these little white trails out of the planes that just happen to be going in very strange patterns? You think, who knows, since King Mush eliminated the FAA, basically, and the air traffic controllers, maybe the planes are flying like this. Look at this, this little star here in this mid section here on the right-hand side, and a check mark in the lower portion of the screen here. You're telling me these are airplane routes. That would be a big N-O. Let's go on and hear what else USA Today has to say. Contrary to popular belief, there is a simple explanation. These white lines are condensation trails left behind by the plane. Let's take a look at some of these. Now, this is something I've never seen before. My sister took this picture. This is in South Florida. These are literal waves, all right? Waves like in an ocean. This is not the ocean. That is the sky. This is a first one on me. This is a new one for me. Have you ever seen waves like that? Like individual little waves? This is so strange. Stranger still, in Palm Beach County, was an alert from the Weather Service saying that Palm Beach County has a red flag warning today, Thursday, for wildfire concern as Palm Beach County drought deepens. So a red flag warning with wildfire concern for Palm Beach County issued today. These are the skies of today. This looks like snakes. I have never, ever seen that. Those definitely are wave patterns. I mean, it does look like it's something from outer space. Looks like this guy here didn't get the memo. He's going downhill or something, but everyone else has these wave patterns. This is a brand new one on me. It literally looks like science fiction. And of course, it started to spread. So USA Today is telling us that these are from airplanes because that's exactly how airplanes fly. They go in these little curvy routes and they're only, I guess, emitting the exhaust for over a short duration because it stops and starts, stops and starts. These are new flight patterns out of Florida here. And of course, X marks the spot. I wouldn't be surprised if there was rain and not fire. You can see how blue the sky is normally. And then you can see at the bottom of the screen, haze, which I can't detect whether that is natural or not. But USA Today tells us that these are natural. So the check mark and the little star formation, this is exactly how airplanes fly in Palm Beach. So Trump should be careful because he's got his Air Force One flying in and out of Palm Beach International Airport. So there you have it, friends. This is Florida with very interesting flight patterns as these airplanes, as USA tells us, USA Today, are spewing the exhaust. And that's exactly what it looks like. They just happen to crisscross right there. Hey, that's what USA Today says. This looks like it's some kind of movie premiere in Los Angeles with those spotlights crisscrossing. So you're telling me these are flight patterns. And what about this right here? These little strange things here. It looks like waves of energy, doesn't it? Almost as if they were emitted from some sort of energy wave machine. These were all taken today by me. Yours truly. Palm Beach County with a weather warning for a red flag fire alert, because don't you know, wildfires in Florida. Yeah. And here's the bill from the Florida Senate, which is advancing. I find it very interesting that it's the day after this chemtrail bill is moving ahead in the legislature that we are seeing these lines, which we're told are formed when hot air from the exhaust mixes with the cooler temperature and low pressure environment. And there we have it. Just fine. Yes, the contrails can grow to several miles long and 600 to 1300 feet tall. Now, my astute, healthy Americans know that these are code numbers, the 6 and the 13. They can evaporate quickly if the surrounding air isn't humid. So why is it that yesterday the skies were blue and we did not have these waves? These look like snakes in the sky. Absolutely bizarre. How is it that were the planes not flying yesterday? I can check my weather app and the weather was exactly the same yesterday as it was today. So what's the difference? I mean, you got to be kidding me, right? You got to be kidding me. Let's hear what you have to say.
All right, friends, Peggy Hall.
That's the video they're playing. Really crazy here. Maria says, what does this have to do with the fires? Well, some will say that what's being sprayed are, how do I put it, accelerants that help fires burn hotter. And that is what we've seen in California, North Carolina. Some eyewitnesses have said the same in Lahaina. Patty says this is just a normal Mother Nature. Oh, Valerie says she's got a picture there with a bigly filled sky. I'm a little cautious on my words here, although I was reading directly from USA Today. So Rock says, I worked on jet fighters and they do not make these trails. Okay. L for Real wants to know where to send a photo so I can add them. Thank you so much, friends. Email support at thehealthyamerican.org. Sky Tattooing Swiss says, Boston says, geoengineering should be a law across the country. Maybe insurance companies will reduce the rate. Well, the thing is, as I was seeing these, what was strange to me is no one else was noticing them. That, I think we need to really help other people notice them. And I, you know, each one of us individually probably doesn't have the power to stop this, but the conversation is happening. It's happening in Florida, in the legislature. It's happening in Iowa. It's happening in Tennessee and in other states. And it is irrefutable that these are not normal. Tammy says, I have seen the lines completely vertical. You know what, Tammy? I saw that the other day too. I took a photo of it. I just didn't upload it here for the video. But, oh, I have a couple of videos actually that I took today as well. And let me see if I can get this one. All right. Here we go. My sister took this one from the car. Just in case somebody thinks it's, you know, being Photoshopped or something. These are actual videos. So I saw a vertical one as well. And Paige says it's been bad in Connecticut for 20 years. Case is that the contrails evaporate and the others that we are seeing grow fatter. And you're absolutely right. Mary said, I hope you can change your time. You know, Mary, I did change it. I changed it from 4 p.m. Pacific to 6 p.m. Pacific. So you can catch the replay if it doesn't work for you. This is where we'll be this time frame for a while. L for Real says, we've seen them looking like kids' choo-choo train engines. Like cookie cutter cookies stretching for miles. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Swiss says, whatever you do, don't look up. Kimberly says, I've been wanting to move back to Palm Beach from Michigan so badly. It makes me sad. I will say, Kimberly, so I'm here in South Florida and I'm not in Palm Beach County, but I just happen to be there today. And it's normally not this bad. And I think the reason is because generally speaking, there are a lot of trade winds and it just doesn't stick. The trails do move out to sea or something, at least where I am. So it just doesn't hang around as much as it does in Southern California. And it's not as frequent. It does seem that it is over like a spate of time, like it will be over 3 or 4 days. I want to keep a log to see if it is affected by rain. In other words, if it affects rainfall, if rain happens after this occurs, or if there are fires. Now, where I am, they do prescribed burns. And there is a lot of brush. Things grow very quickly here. And some have told me that it is drier than normal, but certainly not like in Southern California. VIP says it's unbelievable how bold they are with these obvious lines. I think they're getting more and more obvious. Like this one that I was showing you with the like the loop and the check mark and everything and the waves. I have never seen waves like that. I've seen other kind of waves that I've shown previously. Gina says anti-radar. That's very interesting. Well, I just wanted to bring this to you. We're taking a little break from the tariff talk because it's fatiguing some people. I know it's kind of a heavy topic and I'm getting a lot into economics and all of that. So I thought let's just take a little break today for something more lighthearted, if you can call this lighthearted. And I am encouraged to know that there are legislative actions being taken. And I want everybody to look up my friend Renette Senham's Substack, and she is doing a lot. It's called Save Our Skies. She's taking a little bit of a different approach, and she is speaking to people that are, you know, bringing interesting theories or concepts or just, you know, hypotheses to the table. So the word is getting out. When I'm in public, I will just say something like, oh, look, X marks the spot, or wow, those are some crazy clouds. And I say it very like friendly, and I'm not trying to be accusatory because I want to just get people's attention. And I'll say that like when I'm at the gas station pumping gas, I'll say, gosh, have you ever seen clouds like that? I don't remember clouds like that when I was a kid. And I've got a whole playlist about this topic here on my channel. I think it's called Weather. And I've got some talking points where you can share this information with others. So I don't want to rehash old stuff, but basically just open up the conversation like, wow, that looks interesting. Have you ever seen clouds like that? I wonder what that is. And when people say, well, that comes from the planes, you can say, oh, well, I wonder why were there no planes flying yesterday? And you just wait for them to answer. Or, well, it's interesting because some days it's not there, and they'll say, oh, it's the weather. Well, at least you've planted a seed. And that is, I think, a first step. And then pose a few questions. Like, I wonder why that doesn't happen every day. Does that look like a normal flight pattern to you? Those were the kinds of things that I would say. Some of you are asking me to do bumper stickers that say, look up or look at the sky or something like that. If you have a clever phrase, Valerie, you probably have a clever phrase. If you have a clever phrase you could put on a bumper sticker, let me know. They're not cheap to produce. I did look into it back in the hog washing days. But if you're interested, that's something that I definitely could do. Or maybe you already know of someone that is providing them. So let's see. Tammy says, I heard that you're going to be on a tribe talk with Carrie. Yes, I am. I have to look at what date that is. And I am going to be doing that. Swiss says it's like Surrender Dorothy on The Wizard of Oz. The witch wrote in the sky with her broom. Wow. Ananda says, have you heard that boiling vinegar dissipates the trails? I have heard that. Let me know if you've tried it and if it works. And please share the information. Greg says, that's how I wake people up to Peggy, way more effective than data or research. So I think he means asking questions. Asking questions is one of the best things because it brings people into the conversation. And we want to plant the seeds. We want people to come on board. We want them to wake up. And some people, frankly, probably never will. But I still can't stay silent. I still need to speak out against it and speak up about it. So good news coming out of Florida, that's moving ahead into the next committee. So it hasn't been squelched yet. And at least the conversation is out there in public. And let's keep that going. All right, friends, I am going to rest my voice a little bit. Someone said, Peggy, your last five videos are muting intermittently. I believe it's a short. Okay, thank you. I'll see if it's a short. Maybe I have to do a different wire. I wasn't sure if that was my computer or YouTube. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that USS 45. Thank you. I'll double check that on my mic. Hopefully you're able to hear me, Dave. Hear me today pretty clearly. All right. Thank you, everybody. Going to rest my voice now. I'll be back with you tomorrow, probably taking another break from the tariffs. I have a deep dive on that topic. I've got three very important videos going into details if you're interested. I tried not to be snarky after my first one, and that way the information in my number two and number three videos can be shared with anybody. There's very little snark. Again, to help get people on board. So thank you, everyone. I appreciate my lovely, healthy American audience, best audience on YouTube. We'll close out the week tomorrow with a little more lighthearted encouragement. I like to share some of my videos from my Living Swell channel for just positive encouragement and moral support and tips and ideas for enhancing our well-being in these trying times. Signing off now. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. I appreciate you being on board, watching the video till the end, and for sharing, subscribing, commenting, liking, and all those things that help me get this information out. I could not do it without you. All right, signing off, everybody, and I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast.